This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. All right, we got a new viral trend that I don't understand, and I'm waiting for the day, Steve, where, I mean, obviously you, Rev, myself, you know, we're at the demographic, the age group, where we don't understand some things that maybe millennials
true.
Are digging.
Yeah.
But I think, I can't wait for the day where millennials all of a sudden go, I don't know what the hell those kids are doing. I mean, that's going to happen.
You hope.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I see this viral trend. I can't wait to see Vicky and Danny's response to this.
I saw this morning, and the first thing I thought is, I think this is the first time maybe all of us can agree that we've completely lost our minds.
Good. Good. I was wondering about this.
Yeah, man.
This new trend is stapling pieces of bread to trees. And they even have this big community on Reddit where, 200,000 members go, this is what we're doing. This is our thing. Stapling pieces of bread to trees. Okay, next question. Why? No one knows.
Oh.
No one's got a good answer.
Is it for the birds or the squirrels?
Squirrels, for sure.
Definitely for the squirrels.
Yeah. I'm hoping that's why, but you know.
Squirrels love staples.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it is. That's their favorite store.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. They just press that red button. Squirrels get it whatever they want.
They don't like bread, but in order to make the bread delicious, you have to put staples on them.
Well, I will tell you this. Somebody did go even further. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, somebody went even further and decided to make a song in honor of this new trend, stapling bread to trees.
Bread and a staple. Bread and a staple. Yeah. Bread and a staple and a tree. And a tree.
Bread, staple, staple to tree. Bread, staple to tree.
What is happening, man?
Oh, we made it rain with bread.
Yeah.
I did appreciate that part of the video.
I mean, is this the point where we all look down upon, like, we're going to look back on this era and be like, yeah, that's the moment where everybody completely realized that we were morons.
Yeah.
Internet's bad.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't know what to tell you about this.
I love how baffled you are by it because, I mean, there's no explanation. I mean, I'm looking at the subreddit, which is literally just bread stapled to trees.
Bread stapled trees.
And then somebody actually posted a bagel stapled to a tree and asked, my first staple, does it count?
And what was the overall opinion?
Well, there's only been two comments so far. And
you asked that, didn't you?
I was actually curious for a second.
Two people said no.
I was wondering, does bagels don't count?
It's bread.
What
right?
about waffles?
Yeah, well, I mean, anything.
I haven't seen any waffles yet.
French toast?
Oh, good call, Vic.
I feel like that's only like in like places like Bellevue.
Oh, the
fancy.
Yeah. So I think we need to step it up. I think the cool thing to do is to take pancakes and staple them to maple trees.
Oh.
That,
ooh.
To me.
How about
that?
It's the Canadian version.
Well, yeah, because, you know, you get the syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And you already, boom.
See, that makes too much sense. I say we just go pancakes duct tape to rocks.
Oh, there you go.
That'll be our new trend.
You're right. That would be about as much sense as bread to staple, yeah, to the trees.
You know, I will say if I was walking around or exercising at a park and I saw food stapled to a tree, I wouldn't be that mad about it. Especially if it was like pizza. I'd be like, oh,
okay, so yeah,
left me a snacky.
I'm not going to get angry. I'm not going to be like, yo, you effing trees. But I think I'd be like, what the hell? This is stupid.
I'm like, why are you wasting good food, man?
That's one of the things, Danny. I think I was going to be afraid that you might be attacked because somebody did post a picture of pizza stapled to a tree and said, this is bread technically.
That's true.
First comment, this is a waste of pizza.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope they ate the crust for it before they did that.
Yeah, hey, as long as they didn't lick it before putting it on the tree, I'd eat it.
No, the crust is there and I can't.
Oh, you don't mind the staple and the tree bark all over it?
Took the staple out. Okay. Take the tree out, too.
On YouTube, I love this comment. Plot twist, the trees are stapled to the bread.
Whoa.
Now I get it.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Amy Schumer changed her baby's name after realizing his original name sounded like genital.
How did you not realize that?
That's a good question. She was talking about this on the latest episode of her podcast.
So, do you guys know that Gene, our baby's name, is officially changed? It's now Gene David Fisher. It was Gene Attell Fisher, but we realized that we, by accident, named our son Genital.
Yeah.
Gene Attell sounds like genital. But yeah. His middle name is now David, which is also after Attell, and my dad's middle name is David.
Ah, that makes sense, David Attell.
So wait, she named her kid, his middle name is Attell, or it was Attell.
Yeah.
I had a quickly Google search. Is David Attell, he hasn't passed away, right?
No, I think that he's just meant a lot to her in her life.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
I believe I remember that she's really had a good friendship, a good relationship with David Attell.
Well, that's why, I mean, it was Tatum BJ Migs, but then we're like, that doesn't seem
right. But I appreciate the thought anyway.
Because we realized you really haven't done much. Otherwise, we would have kept it.
No. Oh, I see. So it had nothing to do with any
sort
of...
it's Tatum Rev.
Oh, Tatum
nice.
Rev Migs. Oh, nice.
I appreciate that.
Tatum Rev. Tatum Rev VB.
Oh, yeah.
For VB. Vicky B and Danny V.
Oh,
yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It almost works.
It is worse.
Yeah.
It is worse.
It is worse. Just like the human language.
Yes, the human language.
What we've got here is Amy also, I don't know if you know, did some really cool stuff for her friend Jen.
Her friend Genital?
Her name is Genital, yes. Her best friend's name is Jen Cloudman, and she's a nurse at a hospital in New York, one of the hardest areas hit, of course, by the coronavirus. Amy donated 2,500 N95 surgical masks and 2,500 corona kits with sanitizer and prevention essentials to help the staff there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Jen set up a FaceTime call so that she and her fellow nurses could thank Amy Schumer, and through tears, Amy spoke to the nurses, breaking the tension with an inappropriate joke like she can do.
I'm so grateful to you guys. It was obviously nothing. And I'm so I'm sorry you guys are going through this, and I'm so grateful. I'm so proud to know you, Jen. And I just want you all to know that Jen has been my best friend my whole life, and she's an amazing friend and an amazing mom. But you guys need to know that she was a total slut in high school.
Seriously, thank you so much.
The doctor's like, I knew it.
You really, you know your way around the human anatomy a little too much there, Jen.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's very cool stuff, and I'm a big fan of Amy Schumer. So I love the Gene Attell.
Gene Attell.
Yeah, that's so great.
What an honor, though, for Dave Attell. Like, I mean, he probably doesn't. I bet deep down he cares. He probably doesn't show it because he's kind of like that kind of a dude.
Well, to have your last name as a middle name of a kid, that's old school. You know, you hear some people with some names, and you go, "What kind of middle name is that?" Oh, I'm named after a great grandfather that the family loved or a family friend. So she old schooled it with that particular honor for him.
But in a way, I almost would dig it even more knowing that she had to then change it because it sounded too much like genital.
Yeah, even from the comedy standpoint, yeah, who doesn't get a laugh on that?
It just got me thinking. I get a kick out of when celebrities do nice things. Like, just, you know, obviously we all have our issues with certain celebrities, and sometimes they say things you're like, ugh. But when they do cool things for, like, hospital workers, that's awesome. But we watched a show yesterday. I don't know if you guys have seen this television show. And I couldn't believe that they got – it's one of those fixer-upper shows, like whatever, the Property Brothers, those guys. They go and they fix a home. Somehow they got Brad Pitt to be a part of it.
Really?
And I was just like, Brad Pitt of all celebrities would be the last person I would think would go on one of these home remodeling shows on one of those channels.
Yeah.
And apparently, like, he's a fan of home remodels, and they call it Celebrity IOU, and it's like a celebrity will take care of somebody that's important in their life by redoing their house with the Property Brothers.
Oh.
So he's like someone that's like a sister to him that's like a makeup artist for the stars, and apparently she has a house and it's a modest home, and then she had like what she wanted to turn into a guest home, but it was just like a garage that wasn't being used for anything other than storage, and they just went in and gutted it out, and like they made this garage look like the nicest studio apartment that you'll ever see, with like a crazy Murphy bed pull out. But at first there was like Brad Pitt breaking walls with them and having a good time. I'm like, that's kind of cool that like he just seemed like a good dude from just, you know, obviously it's a television show, but he just seemed like a decent-hearted guy.
Yeah. That sounds like a fun show if you get different celebrities to go, like, trick out stuff for people that were important in their lives.
And if you're HGTV, which is the network that has this show, you're like, wait a second.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a show that you want to have on our channel that Brad Pitt's going to be on? Okay, go.
Yeah, that's – you get that show. Yeah, that's a great pitch.
He starts tearing up during the show as well.
Well, you have to keep me posted who else they have on there.
Melissa McCarthy's next week's episode.
Yeah. Wow. Those are two pretty good people to have on that show. Those are stars. I mean, I would be thinking they'd be like maybe B or C listers like you normally see on stuff
like
that.
Right, like maybe Vanilla Ice at best.
Yeah. Well, it's too bad that Vanilla didn't get to be the host of that because, you know, he's the DIY guy. It's too bad
but he's not the Property Brothers. I mean, those guys are popular.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And I wonder if like that's part of how they made this all happen. But apparently I'm not the only one that watched it. It had huge ratings for their premiere episode.
Well, if you say Brad Pitt's in the DIY shows, then he knows the Property Brothers too. So there probably wasn't that, you know, they're probably bigger celebrities to him than he is to them.
Yeah.
There's rumor that Zooey Deschanel is going to be one of the celebrities as well because she's actually dating one of the Property Brothers.
Oh, she is? Mm-hmm. Oh, look at him.
She dating the guy with the beard or the guy without the beard?
I don't know. They keep changing their looks, it's hard to tell.
God, that Property Brothers guy, he's lucky. Zooey Deschanel is awesome.
Or maybe she's lucky.
No, he's lucky. I'm sorry. Zooey Deschanel's a win.
Have you seen the Property Brothers? They are gorgeous.
I'm sorry. Zooey Deschanel is prettier than both of them together. I'm just going to say.
How dare you.
I'm sorry. Has to be done.
Also, Viola Davis.
Viola, but you know what? Yeah, she's another star. I mean,
Michael Bublé.
Okay, well, finally.
Sorry, Michael Bubble.
Yeah. Yes, Bubble.
Okay, so finally, they eventually had to have an off episode.
And Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson is not anything to sneeze at either. Man, they've got some people.
I know. The biggest celebrity that was on one of those DIY shows for a while was Tim Tebow on the Fixer Upper show.
Yeah, this is nuts. And obviously, this is before the coronavirus. Damn.
Well, it's fun to know that, like, a guy like Brad Pitt is at home probably watching these reality shows and like, oh, I'd love to be on a home, you know, because like I think about like certain cooking shows. Like, if I was a big celebrity, even if I'm a big celebrity, I still would enjoy these stupid shows, and it'd be kind of fun to be on, you know, on Man versus Food.
Yeah.
Would that be your pick if you could be on any type of reality show like that?
Yeah. Like, I don't know, man. I might. Part of me would want to do Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives just because you get to go to various places and eat. And that looks like a lot. And he recently had like a former chef from the show with him in Alaska to try out like some food truck, and it was awesome. Like, it was just kind of fun to see someone else with Guy Fieri. But then I got to think Bar Rescue would be fun just so I could like needle John Taffer to get really – I'm like, dude.
Totally.
Did you hear what he said under his breath? He totally called you a douche. And then just see John Taffer lose his mind. I'm giggling in the background the whole time.
Yeah, that would be you. Just tossing hand grenades.
Taffer's the best when he loses his mind.
Yeah. For myself, gosh, you know, I want to go old school. I know I can't do it. I don't have the physicality.
The Invention of the Wheel Show? I don't think that's...
The Invention of the Wheel Show, Steve. It was the original
Please
reality
tell me Survivor.
Show. That's the one.
Yeah. I would love to see you on an island like Rudy.
The political game. I see the political game of Survivor is what I love. I couldn't do the physical game. I'd be thrown off the island because I can't carry anything and I can't win any competitions.
You should be on Big Brother.
Yeah, you're right. But they still do some stuff.
Less.
Yeah, I'd still get hurt.
Well, yeah.
I did, because I thought of Big Brother, too, and I was like, oh, I can't do this show either because they got to do physical stuff.
You know things have gotten pretty hitting the bottom of the barrel of television when I came home and my wife was watching Survivor. And I'm like,
wow.
Why are you watching Survivor? She's like, I just want to watch a reality show, and I'm all out of the ones that I usually watch.
Wow.
Wow. I haven't run out of shows yet. That's the good news with this. Though I did.
Survivor All-Stars right now.
Yeah, I know. I haven't watched Survivor in forever. Sarah and Kathy still watch the show, but I don't. I did watch Galaxy Quest yesterday.
Oh, good job.
Because we talked about it, and I went and I bought it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Oh, yeah. To me, it holds up really well. But, you know, the great thing about Galaxy Quest is that they're making fun of the Star Trek cast because there was a lot of drama between William Shatner and all those folks. So that's why.
Was Tim Allen in Galaxy Quest?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Yep. That was a fun movie.
Yeah. And and really, the stuff that happened in the movie where the actors were not getting along, totally what was going on in Star Trek, the original series, which is completely different than Star Trek The Next Generation, where they all really loved each other and got along great. That, to me, is why Galaxy Quest holds up. And Alan Rickman, the late Alan Rickman, is so good. Oh, Hans Gruber playing Dr. Lazarus.
The weird alien, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's so good because he hates the role. He hates everything his acting career has become. And Sam Rockwell, we forget, it was one of his first roles as basically the red shirt, the guy that wasn't even really on the show before one episode and he died real quick like it happens on Star Trek. And he just happens to be part of it and he's really, really good in it.
And Sigourney Weaver looks incredible.
Yeah, Sigourney is Sigourney, no doubt about it.
Oh my goodness, Justin Long is in this, and he looks so young.
He basically plays like a high school kid.
Yeah, I think he was.
That was the first time I saw Justin Long. There were a lot of great people.
Justin Long, yeah, I remember that dude.
Tony Shalhoub, Monk was in it. He was really good. Missy Pyle played one of the aliens.
Oh, I'd give her a meteor shower.
And
we
talked to him before.
Is that what they say in space?
Yeah,
is that what
they say? Sure. Yeah, now they do.
Who are you giving a meteor shower to?
Missy Pyle.
Oh, Missy Pyle, yeah. Yeah, Missy Pyle was... No. Tony Shalhoub got to give Missy Pyle a meteor shower in the movie itself. But Rainn Wilson, our own Rainn Wilson, was one of the aliens in that movie too. One of his, I think he said it was his first role, which is, how about that? Was a not a bad first role to get.
Going back to the reality show thing, one texture, our buddy Red says, Triple D, because he's a huge Raider fan and good food. So sports talk and eating.
Okay,
what about Danny, Red, Vicky? What reality show would you want to go on?
See, I was thinking one of those DIY shows, but the show I've been obsessed with since I was a teenager was 30 Minute Meals with Rachel Ray.
Oh!
Like, all the food she makes is so good, and she just seems like a cool chick to hang out with.
Yeah, she's a good Buffalo girl. She's got, you know...
She's a good Buffalo girl.
Well, there is a little bit of sensibility
to
Western...
Tell me about the bad Buffalo girls. I like
you
to know about
them.
You don't
want to know,
man. Well...
I've seen those videos and thumbnails.
I don't know, Steve.
They
I mean,
go to
you,
Bills games.
Yes.
Did you ever... When you spent time in Plattsburgh, but Western New York and New York people, there's just a sort of... They're cross between New Yorkers and Chicagoans. Like, they've got
a Midwest feel.
Yeah, but they still have a nice edge to them because they're still in New York in the Northeast. And so, and Rachel Ray has that. She reminds me of every Western New York girl that
they're lippy and they like to eat, is what you're trying to say.
That's probably a good way to put it. Yeah.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.